A milestone for Milan No-Till. Welcome and hello, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
You know, long story short, only 10% of the acres are still farmed with conventional plowing, disking, cultivating techniques like we used to use prior to the advent of no-till.
Blake Brown, the director of the Milan Research and Education Center in West Tennessee, talks about the improvements our farmers have made, not only here in Tennessee, but across the globe when it comes to the use of no-till technology. And that was the focus yesterday at the 30th anniversary of the Milan No-Till Field Day.
We just felt like this was something that had been had enough impact over the years. We needed to recognize 30 years of success, and we've done that. We've got some exhibits set up out here showing kind of the history and kind of where we started and where we are now. We've got the first no-till planter that was in Henry County out here, and beside it we've got a 47-row no-till planter that was used in Gibson County this year. So we've made a lot of progress through the years and hope to continue to do that for a long time in the future.
Blake Brown says over 3,000 folks turned out in the excessive heat to participate in the nation's largest field day that's dedicated to improving the production of no-till crops. And the numbers don't lie.
When this field day was started, I believe I got data from 1979. Tennessee had a little over 40,000 acres that were no-till. Last year, 2009, we were up to 2.18 million acres no-tilled. About 70% of the acres in the state are farmed using no-till techniques.
And Brown says an additional 20% of farmers are using some other form of conservation tillage that's helping to better preserve our natural resources. Now, the Milan No-Till Field Day brings in farmers from all across the state, as well as several other states and even foreign visitors, and many credit the introduction of no-till technology many years ago to saving West Tennessee agriculture. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.